decides at birth that like the only reason worth living is that his mother's going to buy him a tin drum as a present on his third birthday. And when he gets this tin drum on his third birthday, he kind of realizes that literally this is all he wants in his life. He just wants to kind of sit around and be a child playing this tin drum. Especially when he looks at all these adults around him and see how they're always bickering all the time, and he doesn't just get it, you know. And he eventually decides that he's just going to stop physically growing, which he does. He stops. He just completely stops growing, and he remains a kid, but his mind keeps on growing. And eventually, he gets this like superpower of sorts. Not exactly a superpower. It's not like a superhero film, but he can like shatter glass with his voice, and he can like make signs in glass with his voice. And he uses it as kind of like a parlor trick, and he eventually joins the circus. And the film continues from the early 20s to the end of World War II, to about a year afterwards, actually. It's admittedly a trek. It's a 2-hour-and-45-minute film. But it's phenomenal. I can't sing its praises highest enough. It's a relatively early release in the Criterion Collection, comparatively. They have about close to 800 films they've released now, and The Tin Drum is number 234, if I'm correct. The Tin Drum was a bit of a random buy for me. I was just looking through the store for films to look at. I'd never heard of this film before. I'd heard of the director, but not this film. I picked it out, and I just said, oh, wow, this looks amazing. I'm going to buy it and watch it. And I bought it. I watched it, and I fell in love with it. It won the Palme d'Or, as already mentioned, very deservedly. It also won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Picture. It is also the only film in history to have ever done so, to have won both the Palme d'Or and Academy Award for Best Foreign Picture. Best Foreign Picture? No, Best Foreign Picture, but whatever. yeah. So we are near the end of our time right now. So we're going to play one final song. Now, this last song that we're going to play doesn't actually have a connection to the Criterion Collection, the Palme d'Or, the Cannes Film Festival, anything French in general, or even Canada. But today's Thursday, and this song is called Holy Thursday, and this is one of my favorite songs of all time by one of my favorite artists of all time, David Axelrod. So we're going to go ahead and play it. It's a little jazz fusion for you. You're going to have Community Living coming up in a few minutes, so I hope you enjoy that. And yeah, we will see you next week on The Real World on CITR 101.9 FM. This is DJ Shock Jockey signing out.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who must we must fail. Welcome to Community Living Show here on the NCAA Radio Networks and our flagship hour station, CITR 101.9 FM.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Welcome to Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm Kelly, and Michael will be coming in just a moment shortly. Just to let you know that this is our pre-show on our Access Day, your information source of what's happening today's marathon from noon until 6 p.m. We got a big lineup for you to... On our Access Day, we have, well, basically what we have, myself, I will be starting the show from noon until 1. We will have Karen Gibson on the show. We were supposed to have another guest on the program, but however, he's not going to be able to make it, so hopefully we'll have our last-minute guests of who is going to be around to do the Access Day, but we'll have lots of fun stuff for the next hour, for that matter. And from 2 o'clock until 6, we have other people as well. I think Jules is coming around today as well. So Jules will be having a special guest as well. People from the Rick Hansen's group is coming in as well. A lot of things that are happening on this day as well. So stick around for that, because, if you are listening to our flagship station, CITR 101.9 FM, that's our inaugural program for Access Day. Now, I'm trying to find something that we can really would like to give a chance to a talk. Here's something about Ricky Shetty. Of course, he's the member for it's more of a family, a business guy that he does, and he's going to be talking about a segment called Taking a Risk. Enjoy.
Greetings, Masterminds. Just doing my daily affirmation before I head to bed. One of my good insights today was all about taking risks. Today I went to a big media event for the launch of the Westin Hotel on Kingsway and Willington. It's actually the biggest building in all of Burnaby. It's a huge launch party. And the mayor of Burnaby was there, and about 100 plus different dignitaries and different business people and VIP guests. And some media, including myself and a few different bloggers. I was actually hesitating to connect with the mayor. I wanted to take a picture with him and share it on social media. But I also was thinking, hey, my next Internet Marketing Mastery Conference is actually in Burnaby. And what better person to get to open the conference than the mayor himself? So, I had this little hesitation, and... in life, we can actually listen to that hesitation, or we can conquer it. And today I conquered it. I basically went up to the mayor and I said to him, hey, I'm Ricky. I have a website all about fatherhood and families. And he's like, oh, this is so awesome. I'm a dad too. And we automatically connected on a dad-to-dad level. And then I shared to him, hey, what does it take for you to come to speak at different events? I'm putting on this big conference all about digital marketing with business owners in Burnaby at the Executive Hotel in Lloyd and Gilmore. And he's like, oh, you know what? Here's my business card. He opened up his wallet, pulled it out and said, hey, I'd love to speak at your conference and do the little opening. And I was just like blown away. Was it really that easy? And, you know, the biggest fear was in my mind. And hesitancy, and I actually paused there, just looking and hesitating and doubting. And I could have actually listened to that doubt, or I could have listened to the desire to act. So, hey, today I acted, and now it looks like we got the mayor of Burnaby speaking at my next conference. Woohoo! And you know, by taking bold action in 2015, I easily reached my goal of six figures. So that's my big goal for 2015. And you know what? It's not that big. All it is 10,000 a month. And hey, I've done it already 2 months this year. So why can't I do it every month and reach my six figures? Through my conferences, through my backend sales, through my membership site, through my online courses, through masterminding, through group coaching, through private one-on-one coaching, and creating all these multiple streams of revenue and income. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you at the next affirmation.
And of course, that's Ricky Shetty talking about big risk. Here's another segment on Community Living of British Columbia, CLSBC's quality service commitment establishments for clear public awareness of the way people with developmental disabilities, with autism and FASD, can expect treated by CLBC. So here's the CLBC comment. We'll recognize your strength.
And being acknowledged and being validated are really important elements to me. And they're pillars for the inclusive movement.
I am capable of living on my own. But even though I get help, I am independent. And that is my good place.
You can't expect people to tell you what to do, you know? You've got to be creative in your own way. Look in the mirror every day and say you look good, you know?
It all started when I was in high school. I have autism, high functioning autism, and I made the finals for my public speaking in front of my high school, so we're talking over 500 plus people. And I thought to myself, I'm like, I'm autistic. And I want to help and encourage, and I want to empower the people who have the label of a developmental disability, and I want to guarantee them work in my province and in my community and eventually the world if possible. I want to work for like a driving company that rather maybe provides a vehicle like Lordco or Napa, because I love driving. I've had no accidents. Clean driving record for 4 years. I have my N right now. So, and that's what I want to do, and I can transport myself to places and friends as well.
So we looked at what are the things that she does and just concentrated on those things, kept on developing them in every way that we knew. We did not give even one single negative thought. We didn't give space to any single negative thought. Kept on focusing on how much we can teach her, and she kept on giving us back in many, many ways.
I got a 23-year-old daughter, and my wife is supportive with me, and all my friends are supportive with me.
What CLBC especially is motivating people, going out there, telling them my experience about my disability and sharing my life story. So that's one of my strengths.
Well, working at Extra Foods, like they like how hard I work. Like I've had people say, good job, David, you're you did good today and all that. It's really nice.
Strengths and how it's recognized, like, is that I'm a very social person, and how it's been recognized is I got a chance quite a few times over the years to be like a public speaker.
I have so many strengths, actually. I do what I am told, sometimes with demonstration, and sometimes I'm really good under pressure.
I think one strength that we see in a lot of Aboriginal families and individuals is the strength of the community, and also just the value and strength of keeping the family together.
Recognizing a person's strengths is the foundation upon which Community Living BC was built. We need to build on those strengths as together we create a plan that will work for that person and help them to feel that they are truly contributing to their community.
So those are examples of special guests that was on the CLBC commitment that was on YouTube. If you want to check out any more information on community living in British Columbia, I'm trying to figure out the website. Unity Living of BC. I know they do have a website here. Here it is, www.communitylivingbc.ca, if you want more information on what they do and all sorts of stuff. I'm going to play you two more information, what they do. Of course, two of our original hosts that used to do the show, Dave Sherritt and Lori Sherritt. Dave Sherritt talks about employability, so enjoy.
Okay, one of my pet peeves is employment, or the lack of it. I found very few places that are willing to take the responsibility of hiring a disabled person. Yeah, we may be different than their regular employees, but if they give us a chance, they'll find that we can do the job probably just as well, if not better, than their regular employees. It's always been a challenge for me. I've never understood why employers can't see beyond the outer shell. Because that's not really what they're paying for. It's what's inside that really adds to the job and to the employment. That leads me to the employment forum that we were a part of with Shelley. And it's just so interesting to see the number of people who have worked but haven't worked on a full-time basis. And it just... it's unbelievable. Like I said there, I said it was mainly an audience of employers. I just said to them, well, are you afraid of what the disabled people can do for you? And it just left them hanging. They didn't know how to answer it. They didn't even know how to approach it.
Dave, why, what? I don't want to assume I know the answer, so I'm going to ask you. Why is work... paid work so important?
Because it gives you the dignity to know that you're worth something, rather than working, as I call it, for peanuts, which is all that a sheltered workshop will give you, is peanuts.
Yeah.
It gives you the chance to prove that you are a value to society, which is exactly where a lot of people are. They don't really, like I did. I didn't feel like society gave a darn about me. I felt that I was like a doormat for so many years. And that's what I think a lot of people have to do. They have to get above the stigma that's out there. And that's why I think a lot of people are starting to get into full-time work, is because of the dignity and the self-esteem that it gives you back.
Yeah.
So that's the... Dave Sherritt, one of our co-hosts that used to do our show, Community Living, here, but only at the half-hour show on Co-op Radio, talks about the employability and strength. Now, we got about another
being phone. Acknowledged. Whoops. And being validated.
Sorry about that. Now we're going to talk to another co-host that we used to know. Lori Sherritt talks about speaking up for yourself and dealing with self-advocacy.
Lori, you're going to talk a little bit about BC People First and some of the other the committee work that you do, just to give an idea of the volunteer work that you're involved in and the opportunities. Do you want to start off just talking about BC People First?
The People First movement has been going on for years and years, well, a lot of years. I think before the early 80s, somewhere. I don't know the history before that, but it's been growing over the years, and Barb can attest to that, Barb.
The People's First has been growing.
Because, like Barb and I and Dave and Richard have been in for a long time for People's First, so I do a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but I enjoy doing it. We had a conference in June. Like, you were there, Shelley. That conference we had in June, Shelley? I think you were there.
Yes, that
conference we had about 89 people there. And Barb, you were there too. That was the first time I've actually got up there and spoke. I was always so afraid to speak. That's the first time I got up there and spoke.
That was actually one of the nice ways that you ended up starting, that BC People First ended up starting a bit of a relationship with CLBC.
And you know, Shelley, everybody still talks about that conference. Still. they don't believe it. And I said, well, you know, I said, that's what happened. And as being an individual, I have grown because of it. And I'm able to speak out to people, tell them exactly what's going on in the disabled movement out there, especially around the province. Somebody's got to say what's happening with disabled people.
I don't know this. So is part of the goal to get self-advocate groups kind of connected to each other?
That's what we're working on right now.
Okay, so they're kind of communicating back and forth.
Yeah, we communicate. We're trying to get the communication back and forth.
Knowing what they're working on.
Yeah.
What's the most important thing about, in your opinion, what's the most important thing about self-advocate groups?
Right now, trying to get the dialogue between groups. And I always said that we need to have a network between self-advocates and the communication between each of the groups to find out what the other groups are doing.
What do you think the biggest challenge as a person with a label is for you? What's your biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge, I think, is to get out there and speak up. Because you've got a voice. You can use it. You're not going to sit quiet all the time. You've got to get out there and speak up.
Of course, that's Lori Sherritt that used to do our show, talking about speaking up for yourself. Anyways, we're going to come right back in a moment. You're listening to Community Living, and hopefully I'll find some more other news and information here. You won't find anywhere else as well, so stick around for that. We will be back in a moment. On Thursday, May 21st, CITR is having its first annual Access Day. From noon to 6 p.m., we will be preempting shows to showcase content about accessibility, self-advocacy, social accessibility, adaptive programming, and lots more. CITR Access Day programming focuses on commitments to honoring an inclusive, healthy, and dynamic society in which each person, regardless of background, experience, or circumstance, is able to participate in and benefit from the community. Society, featuring guests from Rick Hansen Society, the Vancouver Adaptive Music Society, the UBC School of Community and Regional Planning, and many more. Join us online at CITR.ca or tune in to 101.9 FM anytime between noon to 6 p.m. Thursday, the 21st.
Be sure to come check us out May 22nd for the Crimes and Treasons 12-year anniversary and CITR 101.9 FM fundraiser.
We're going to be having a live taping of Crimes and Treasons that'll be broadcasted live on 101.9 FM. We're going to have freestyles from Young Brazed, Rebel Radio 1, Dream Dior.
And also we're going to have some special DJ sets throughout the night. We have Cash of Money, we have Homeboy Jules, Relly Rels, Owa Boa, Wataru, and many more.
We'll also be doing a photography show called Shots Fired, shots of crazy scenes all around the world.
Be sure to come check us out. Tickets are only $10 and they will go to support CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Check us out at 8 p.m. at Fortune Sound Club on May 22nd.
That's 147 East Pender Street in Vancouver, BC. Be there.
We actually had over 400 applicants to work here at Puzzles. That really showed me what a huge need there is for what we're doing. Maddie is awesome. I remember her application very vividly. Her parents, I could just tell that they were very supportive. They got me this like amazing 20-page resume with pictures and all of this information about Maddie. I remember there was a picture of her baking bread and she had a chef's hat on. So I could see that she had a huge passion for baking and working with food.
I'm a cafe assistant and I help them like put the food like to the customers and stuff. I have ADHD and it's like hard for me to get a job.
She's really been going above and beyond. One thing I love about Maddie is anytime I ask her, you know, if she'd like to do something, whether it's wiping down tables or bringing food out to the customers, Maddie will say, yeah! She's so excited. She seriously is just so thrilled to be here and happy to do anything that is asked of her.
My grandma, she used to bake, and I like her goodies, and I was inspired her working, so I did baking.
I've been working for a couple of weeks now, and I officially can say I love it than any other job I've ever had.
Zach is so enthusiastic. He tells me that this is his home away from home. He loves Puzzles more than anywhere else.
More than half of the workers have autism, and I feel like I can connect with them because like we all know how it's been through bullying and trying to find a job and all that. It's just very comforting to know that they have your back through everything. I never give up this job for the world because it's great.
It's really easy to take a chance on someone with special needs, and I especially think if someone discloses in the interview process that they have a disability, don't count them out. I have the drive, we have the spirit and the passion and the energy, and we just knew that we were going to make it work, and I'm so happy that it appears to be working.
That was Puzzles, Bakery, and Cafe. Sorry, I'll try this again. That was Puzzles Bakery and Cafe hires adults with autism, and that involves with Autism Speaks. Again, if you like to hear more about their information about Autism Speaks, go to the website www.autismspeaks.org. Guess who's here? Michael.
Finally Yay. Made it. Jeez. Vancouver's traffic. Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, Autism Speaks, they're an awesome organization.
Yes.
They do a lot of good work. So
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about preparing for the pre-show of Access Day and what we're going to be talking about for the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here he is. No, that's not the clip. I thought this was the clip of what we're going to be saying for Access Day, or something else for that matter. Anyways,
it's an important day.
It's a very important day, yes. Yeah. Access on autism, access on wheelchair. That's what we're doing for the first hour. Karen Gibson is going to be in. You've heard Dave Sherritt, but Dave Sherritt is not going to be around for today. He has some other plans that he's going to be doing, but we wish him well. And
Dave is an awesome guy.
Yeah, he is a great guy. He, of course, one of the original people that started the Community Living Show. So
this is all part of his vision, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we did a little clip on that. And, yeah, Karen Gibson is going to be here for the first hour. So we're going to be talking about more about wheelchair accessibilities and what's happening with the – I heard something about Rick Hansen Group. So we're going to talk a little bit more of the Rick Hansen Group as well. With spinal cord injury as well. So that's all coming for 6 hours from noon to six.
The Rick Hansen Group, Rick Hansen himself, we've interviewed a couple times Karen McGill, and she actually has had a bit of a relationship with Rick Hansen, and he was one of her inspirations to get out, write a book, and speaking. So.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome organization, meant to inspire people.
Yes. I just received news about a different matter now. It's on the West Coast Express. If you're riding on the West Coast Express, starting June 8th, Compass cards will be available at all West Coast Express offices, the Compass Customer Service Center, and through the street teams at Waterfront Station and across the West Coast Express system. Once you have your card loaded online by phone on Compass vending machines or in person at the various locations below, which, of course, all the vending machines and the head office over there at the West Coast Express.
So are those vending machines active now?
Not all of them are all active. I noticed the SkyTrain service is not active, but I have a feeling that once June 8th comes for the West Coast Express, you can reload and do whatever you want. I'm concerned about my red Compass card. I've got a red Compass card for a year that does special needs and people, part of BC Benefits, they do that, and I show them not only in Vancouver, but I also show the Compass card throughout the province because it is part of the Bus Pass program,
right,
for the province. And I'm hoping that this will work with a stored value. So I'm hoping to add in some money onto the vending machines and hop on the West Coast Express service, like 28-day pass experience. I've done a 28-day pass experience in the past, but I'm hoping to do a 28-day pass for adventures over the summer. I like adventures. How about you? Do you like adventures?
Adventures are very cool. I like adventures. It's like what's funny about that is Kelly also knows that I'm a photographer and I love chasing after pictures. I do have one photograph that from Whistler I'm in the process of editing it so that it looks really cool. Mm-hmm. A guy fly fishing and his line above his head as he's trying to cast. And it's like, if anybody's seen people fly fishing, it isn't like a single cast. this thing like kind of whips around in the air all over the place.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, so I got pretty lucky and got a really clean shot of it.
Oh, that's good. So, that's good. Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
What's your YouTube account on your marketing?
The best one to use with is for my interviews is the Business Expert Show.
Business Expert Show. So. Yeah. Type in Business Expert Show, is that correct?
Into the YouTube channel search.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find, but I couldn't find anything from what you'd done in the experience in the past, so I was hoping to do that, but...
Yeah, speaking of adventures, last weekend I was on an adventure, and I got some footage of our friends from the Citizens Media.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to do another Google Hangout.
Google Hangout.
Yeah. So.
That is so neat.
Yeah. So. It should be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, the promo should be out by this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
Any other news to bring up?
Peter Daniels, we should have a new trailer for his his movie.
Peter who?
Peter Daniels.
Daniels, okay.
Yeah, we interviewed him, was it 2 weeks ago, I think it was, wasn't it? With Michael Strickland.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah. So, an open door, we should have a new trailer coming up, and... His crowdfund coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We did run into a little bit of a hiccup with the unions because when we actually shoot the movie itself, we'll be using union people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to revise part of the crowdfund, so we should have that up and going this weekend. Speaking of crowdfunds, the Red Jam Slam.
Yep.
I finally got Gnarges all put together, and the Red Jam Slam Indiegogo page is up, it's running, and I think so far they've collected $11. And we got 26 days left to reach the goal of 10,000.
excuse me.
Quite a number of people are actually sharing it around on Twitter and Facebook. So I think it's on the Community Living page right now.
Okay. Well, we'll find
out. I think
so. We'll find that out. It's on Twitter. On Twitter or on?
On Facebook.
On Facebook. Okay. Yeah. Well,
I'll
figure that out. And of course, you can always email us anytime. You can always email us anytime, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you, how we're doing, what we're doing, anything around the threat. Well, hopefully, we will try and broadcast throughout the province of BC. I got something from Kamloops. They're following us. Yay!
Yes.
Thank you for following on Twitter, and hopefully we will get a chance to have this broadcast, CFBX Radio. It's 92.5 FM. That's the community radio in Kamloops, serving Kamloops and the Thompson Regional University as well, down in that area. All part of the NCRA radio network. Thank you very much for following us, CFBX, and hopefully we will get a chance to.
So who else do we have coming for Access Day?
Access Day. Well, we got Karen Gibson going to be in for the first hour with myself and talking about wheelchair accessibilities. I did mention there earlier in the show, Jules Brown, the one who does Homeboy Jules at Crimes and Treasons Radio, he's going to stop by and talk about some stuff on Access Day as well. we have all sorts of activities as well. DB, I think she's coming in as well, so she's has a little segment there as well. So we have about lots of people to talk to and lots of music, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's probably going to be the most best inaugural show that you're ever going to hear anyways on CITR. Yeah. And I'm hoping that the NCRA radio networks will have their part as well on Access Day sometime, maybe next year, if we have another annual Access Day program, maybe have more NCRA radio stations to get along. Yeah. Through it. So
well, our other friends, Gennargi, she
Red Jam it. Slam, yes.
Yeah. So Red Jam Slam, the radio link is live link is being produced through right here through CITR.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So
so that's pretty awesome that CITR is actually providing the live link.
Mm-hmm.
to other radio stations. Our other station that we're on, CFRO, is mm-hmm. supposedly picking it up.
Mm-hmm. So what this means is we only got 1 hour here of this show, and then the Red Jam Slam on the other one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Actually, I kind of volunteered to do the live link for CFR.
But that's good.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
So yeah.
So you're not missing a thing.
No, I'm not missing anything.
That's for sure.
So, I don't know who. I'm pretty sure that somebody is doing video there, but it's not me. So
it's
I don't
know
who
you.
It is.
Oh, it could be somebody.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to take a break here. I'm just trying to find what we are going to play in just a moment. Okay, I found one. Doom. And then hopefully we'll have another one. Okay.
Oh, he's looking for it.
Yeah, I'm just looking for it. I'm just going through here. Here we go. Okay, we'll be back in a moment. This is the Community Living Show.
North by Northeast, Toronto's festival destination for emerging musicians and major label headliners.
Where else can you see and discover over hundreds of bands?
NXNE, featuring Action Bronson, The New Pornographers, Best Coast, and many more.
June 17th through the 21st, one of the most anticipated events of the summer takes over Toronto.
This is one event you won't want to skip.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Welcome back to Community Living Show. I'm Kelly Rayburn, along with me, Michael Rubin. And we're going to talk about three marketing mistakes. Tell us about your clip on three marketing mistakes.
It's some of the three most classic mistakes that that people make when they're marketing a small business. And the video itself is pretty self-explanatory, and it is also an introduction to a webinar that is upcoming also.
All right, let's have a listen.
I'm Michael, and I'm with the Marketing Anvil. And we're here today to talk about three things that business owners do that interrupt their their marketing success. We all know we have a great product, right? We all know that, hey, the whole world can use our product because it is so great, our service is awesome, and our business is fantastic. Here's what we just did. We are marketing to everyone or anyone, which means we market to no one. If we have to narrow our focus down. One thing that business owners do wrong. Number two is research. You gotta research, you gotta know what the market really wants from out of you and how they want it presented to you. So, number two, most business owners don't really get into their market research. You kind of skim the surface. Number three is they use product, service, and features to focus on their expertise. And that may not be how people want to see you.
There you go. Three marketing mistakes
yeah.
that you should never, ever, ever do.
Yeah. Then there's some, when the webinar is released, there will be the fixes for that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's one of those things that part of what I do is trying to get people to actually tell the deep threaded story why they do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then at times our show actually here can actually help people tell that story, so that the right people that they can help can be touched, right?
Right.
Sometimes it's not about as much as about money as it is about just wanting to help people. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. And that's what this show is about, helping people, right?
Exactly. People helping people.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just about close to quarter to the hour, the top of the hour, and I pretty much got nothing until the hour show of Access Day. Again, yeah. You can
always... What's the countdown to that?
Countdown to that, yeah, of course. Close to about top of the hour, which, of course, it's almost 10 o'clock and will be about 2.25 minutes to go until our Access Day special. If you're listening to us live or not, for that matter, so...
Because there's a good number of people out there, I'm sure, listen to us via podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
I do know I have the CITR podcasts in general loaded into my iPhone, so I can listen to whenever I like also.
Exactly.
So, it's a pretty good idea if you go into iTunes and you can just have a podcast of your favorite shows. Just loaded it right there. All you got to do is click on the play again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. Yay. I love iPhones.
Well, since we don't have anything much, you want to hear music?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to come right back and we're going to play whatever it is on Sampro.
Awesome.
All right. We'll be back.
Time for the hate half hour.
Hate.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Don't just hate radio, just love your radio.
We'll be right back.
Death from Below, or Death from Above, 1979, in the song called The Physical World. You're tuned into the Community Living Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. That's our flagship station, and also on our NCRA radio networks. I'm DJ. I'm just about to say that. I'm Kelly, along with Michael. Yeah, I do the late night show.
You are DJ Ray in some other life, aren't
in
you?
In some other life, yes. Yeah. Okay. All sorts of music. I'm just going through some other Twitter accounts. This one is Audacity Magazine. That's Audacity, at Audacity Magazine, M-A-G-A-Z-I-N, without the E. They're from Miami, Florida. It's a lifestyle magazine for people with permanent and physical disabilities. The disabled people for the abled mind. And you can join the team at audacitymagazine.com. Here's another one I just picked up on Twitter. Access Press. Access Press is at St. Paul, Minnesota, bringing news and information to people with disabilities since 1990. And you can check their website as well, www.accesspress.org. Mostly a lot of stuff that we have are in the States. I mean, there are some other ones that are possibly in Canada as well. Here's another one in New York. Autismate, at Autismate. The official Twitter of Autismate iPod app, at theory and communication tool for children with autism. Your conspiracy app for autism. You can check their website, autismate.com.
Yeah, that particular app, I've heard, cause a bit of a controversy, because there is another group out there. They're saying that it's, instead of it being a help, it's a hindrance, because it's like, oh, we're just going to give a crutch rather than allowing mm-hmm. people to have a normal way of communicating. Mm-hmm. I don't subscribe to that particular theory, but it just shows some attitudes of people that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they need to re-examine what it is that they're doing. So, I think the app is pretty awesome if it's helping anybody communicate better with the rest of the world. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
As you were mentioning about the Rick Hansen Foundation thing. Here's a clip from Twitter saying, expressing attitude to Marie Trudeau for all her life's works in support of people with disabilities and our foundation. So that's their Rick Hansen Twitter retweet, their message, and yeah. Good luck on to her.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were saying?
Oh, is another controversial topic dealing with movies.
Yep.
I just think that it's kind of out there that at the Cannes Movie Festival,
yes,
that they were not allowing women into the festival if they were not walking down the red carpet in high heels.
You wear high heels.
Yes. While it be very true, it should be a matter of choice. It shouldn't never be forced upon you.
Yes.
And they're taking away the choice.
Yes.
It's like, who gives a crap about what shoes you're wearing? Is like, right. You know, you're there to celebrate awesome movies, right?
Of course.
It's like, let's not focus on the fashion as much as the movies at all. But it did actually stir up quite a bit of a controversy. There's actually now people who are deciding to protest
mm-hmm.
the statement, the proposed statement that they're making about femininity and things like that. And then some of the ladies who were not wearing the approved footwear. They weren't wearing it because of health issues or disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just discrimination.
Another Twitter you might want to have a look at is called Special Needs World. Special Needs World is a wife, a mother of special needs child, and advocate in inclusion and acceptance of people with special needs and disabilities. You can tweet them at XO Special Needs. That's one of the special needs advocates. So maybe you can say something on any other topics before we go. Maybe when we, you know, what's our next week's show? What's our any interviews coming up?
Well, I think I might have a follow-up on one of the other things that was going on.
We were going to do a two-part show.
Yeah. It looks like Michael Strickland, his initiative, the Oracle of Shoes.
Yep.
Getting back to shoes again. But
I love wearing shoes.
Well, it looks like his initiative is doing quite well, and because he had the Indiegogo fundraiser and stuff like that happening. Mm-hmm. And it looks like that's really taken off for him. So good luck to Michael out there. Mm-hmm. So let me see if I can find a real number. Oh, here we go. So far, he has raised $10,646, and his campaign
has
been...
Did you say 10 hundred? 10,000. 10,000, okay.
$600?
Yeah, okay.
$46?
Yep.
And that was over by only 21 people donating, and mm-hmm. that was over the last 18 days. So, again, good luck to you, Michael. I hope this really does take off for, because it's literacy for everybody around the world. No one should be cut away from a book and from knowledge, right?
Yep.
So, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. And don't forget, in the next 2 hours, we got Access Day from noon to 6. So we are preempting some of the shows that are coming up in the next 2 hours. So we are, some of the shows, I don't know, I think Dunkin' Donuts is preempted with the show that we're doing Access Day Marathon. So some of those regular shows will be back on next week. So we will see you all again. Well, I will see you in the next 2 hours with Karen Gibson. Otherwise, if you're listening to us on our regular show, we will see you again next week. Same time, same station, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, all right. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you all again.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Town is all made up, and you found the way up. When all the walls around you break down, and now I know the truth about angels, they're not here to say. Bless those boys forever, carrying on.
fountain, then laughed at superstition and ball symmetry in rhyme, repeating lines three times for the ending. The strings roll, ascend.
North by Northeast, Toronto's festival destination for emerging musicians and major label headliners.
Where else can you see and discover over hundreds of bands?
NXNE, featuring Action Bronson, The New Pornographers, Best Coast, and many more.
June 17th through the 21st, one of the most anticipated events of the summer takes over Toronto.
This is one event you won't want to skip.
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, BC, on the UBC campus. My name is Eric. The show is called A Face for Radio, a music show with interludes about nothing, where that nothingness happens to be thematic. And this week's theme is not a one-word theme. Well, I guess if it was to be summarized in a word, it'd be perfectionism, but perhaps better as perfectionism gone awry, where, you know, I'm going to talk a bit about when you try to do something great and you just try too hard, you know, when is it right to stop? So, on that note, we are going to start off with a band from Montreal that knew when to stop just before 2 minutes to make a great pop song. The band is called Free Love Fenner off their 2013 album, Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. And the song is called Mary. Enjoy.